Herzlich willkommen, liebe
dear viewers,
liebe Zuschauer,
dear listeners. Who am I? Why am I the way I am? What determines my thinking and acting? Question after question, which many people are looking for an answer to. You too? If yes, then you're totally right in watching this program entitled Observation, Self-Observation, Self-Analysis, The Messages from the Personal Communication Network.
Aus der göttlichen Weisheit erhalten wir interessante Einblicke.
From the divine wisdom, we receive interesting insight into the interrelationships of life and a practical exercise for getting closer to the true life, God. The text for this program, which we will read together, was written by Gabriella, the prophetess and emissary of the Free Spirit. She begins her explanations with the following words. The incorruptible core of being in each soul is in communication with the all-encompassing cosmic all-law. The cosmic all-law is unity, the pure being, also called light ether. In contrast, the fall law, which we often hear about, is also called the causal law, which is carried and permeated by the cosmic all-law, the light ether. In the whole cosmos, the all, there is nothing that can exist without God's power and love, for God is love. The all-law, the light ether, the love for God and neighbor, is also effective in the causal law.
Alles beruht auf Kommunikation.
Everything is based on communication, in the pure being as well as in the causal law. All pure beings and divine forms are compressed all-law, compressed light ether. Because it is so, they are continually in communication with the light ether, the all-law, the eternal being. People with their unlawful aspects, the impure, which in many ways is directed against the life, against the cosmic all-law, have their communication fields in the causal law. This corresponds to the individual's personal inputs, respectively. Everything, but absolutely everything, is based on sending and receiving. Nature, every tree, bush, flower, mineral, also have their corresponding creation collective and communicate with each other according to its level of consciousness within the pure being, the light ether. Every animal, the tiniest, for us human beings often invisible microbe, every beetle, everything that moves in, on, and above the soil, also in the oceans, rivers, and lakes, has its existence in the all-encompassing communication network, the light ether, which is the absolute law.
Weil keine Energie verloren geht,
because no energy is lost, every person is also in constant communication with the contents of his feelings, sensations, thoughts, words, and actions. With his personal inputs in the material cosmos and in the cosmoses of the purification planes, and thus with similar forces. And so, this means that every person unceasingly sends and receives according to his sending potential, in the eternal pure being, as well as in the law of cause and effect. Everything is based on sending and receiving. The law of cause and effect, also called the causal law, developed through the unlawful behavior patterns of people of all generations.
Das Kausalgesetz.
The causal law can also be called the causal cosmic internet, in which all unlawful contents of personal feelings, sensations, thoughts, words and actions are and will be registered. And so this means that the unlawful behavior patterns of each person are stored in detail and emit unceasingly. Each person receives from his own data bank. The person's positive aspects are in communication with like vibrations in the cosmic all law of eternal love and freedom. The negative aspects with like vibrations in the causal law. The law of communication is like sending potential is in communication with its like. Consequently, each person is also shaped by his own sending volume. As stated, each person is unceasingly in communication with his own inputs and possibly with like frequencies of other people.
Kommuniziert der Mensch mit gleichschwingenden Energiefeldern?
If a person communicates with like vibrating energy fields that correspond to his sending volume, then it's possible that invaders, that is, souls with the same frequency volume, give messages through him and thus communicate with the one concerned. In this way, it comes to the influence or even possession of the person.
In der Regel sind diese Gefahren den meisten Menschen nicht bewusst.
Most people are usually not aware of these dangers. These statements refer exclusively to causality, that is, to processes in the causal law, in the law of cause and effect.
Den meisten Menschen sind, wie gesagt, diese Zusammenhänge.
Most people are, as stated, not aware of these correlations, that each person and also the souls of the deceased live in an unimaginably extensive communication network. And so, this means that each person and each soul are unceasingly in communication with this, his energy field.
Gabriele gibt dazu einen Merksatz.
In this regard, Gabriele gives a sentence to note. It is not the broader term of a feeling or a thought, a word or a way of acting that is stored by the causal internet, but the respective content of the behavior pattern. So-called invaders, these are souls that lie in wait to penetrate into the causal communications of another, are not rare. Invaders, that is, earthbound souls, sneak into a person's aura and attempt to smuggle him into another causal communication network.
Above everything shines and radiates the absolute light ether. The all law of love for God and neighbor. Everything pure lives in the light ether, the pure communication network, also the creation beings that were created by the Creator God, such as the basic life substance of the animals, of nature, the minerals, the entire planet Earth. A person attains contact and communication with the All Law, the Light Ether, solely by keeping to the excerpts from the all-encompassing Eternal Law, which God, the Eternal, gave the people, as did Jesus of Nazareth in his teachings and his Sermon on the Mount. If a person does not keep to them, then he communicates in the morass of sowing and reaping, in the causal law. Most people hardly notice or don't realize at all that with the content of their feelings, sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds, that is actions, they violate the life, the all law, the eternal Creator's law of creation. And at that, day after day, hour after hour, yes, minute after minute.
Among other things, the person in the causal law, in the law of cause and effect, takes the right to affect the life of others, to destroy and to murder it, also that of the animal and plant worlds. The one who does not keep God's instructions in his laws and in the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth is more or less against God and cannot reach God, the all-law of life, the light ether. In his illusions, man has people killed or kills them himself, depending on his own illusion. He allows war materials to be produced, with which people kill people, with which people kill animals and destroy nature.
Breath is life. Let us ask ourselves, what person can give breath to his fellow people? What person can give breath to an animal? What person can create nature in its diversity? Man only takes the corresponding germ of life from everything in order to do research with it, to try out whether he can't eliminate the creator of life after all. All this has nothing to do with God and divine ethical values, absolutely nothing at all. In the causal law of cause and effect, in which countless people eke out their existence, animals are wantonly killed without asking, who can give breath to an animal? Or who allowed man to keep animals as livestock, that is, as slaughter animals? Or who allowed man to practice artificial insemination in order to create animals for slaughter?
The causal inhabitants of the earth, the human beings, consumed the flesh of their fellow creatures. They fish the oceans empty, hunt animals in woods and fields, carry out gruesome animal testing, and enslave and kill animals to get hold of their pelts. It continues in the swamp of this world. They fell trees filled with sap and pillaged the planet Earth. Wherever you look, it mostly concerns gain for the ego and money and goods, all for the benefit of the greedy man and his property. The causal inhabitant of this earth thinks of money, money, property, property, assets, assets, capital, capital, etc. At the end of his life on earth, the soul is bound in chains and thus bound to the causal network and often will become an invader of the person who has the same predisposition as the soul. It will be this way and similarly in this world, in the causal law, until the Mother Earth is no longer sustainable. What then?
What can the individual do for himself? Each person himself is responsible for how he thinks and lives. Each one freely decides whether he wants to turn to the all-law of love and life by fulfilling the Ten Commandments of God and the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth step by step, or to eke out his earthly existence in his causal law. And so each one decides himself. Through self-observation and self-analysis, each of us can find out who he really is. Dear viewers, dear listeners, the following explanations from Gabriele also contain a practical exercise. Now it is, observation always precedes self-discovery and self-analysis. We continue with an observation.
You don't have to accept everything. You can also try it out. For example, you are standing in front of a stately tree. Try to become calm, which means to switch off your thinking processes as much as possible. If you can manage that, then try to take the picture of the tree into yourself, which means to imagine it. Let the picture emerge in your awareness. Soon you will notice that power is flowing to you. Particularly with the first exercises, it is important to remain calm and fend off the thoughts and desires that want to pester you. Anyone who perseveres with the exercises will soon feel that his soul comes into communication with the ethereal life of the tree, and the person receives life force from the tree's collective.
If the observer is so disturbed by his thoughts and desires that the picture of the tree fades away, then he should let these thoughts and pictures of his desires come. It is possible that they contain a message. Messages, no matter where they come from, also having to do with conversations and the like, stimulate us to personal observations and self-analysis in order to find out, for example, what needs to be remedied today, what is behind the all-too-humanness, the sinful patterns. We can also take the collective of flowers, bushes, and stones into our observation. The same applies to the part souls of animals and the life rays of the tiniest living beings. In everything is the immortal life, the all power, whether in the tree, in the grass, the grain field, the mineral, in each stone, and not lastly, in each animal, whether big or small.
Life is simply alive. Life is consciousness. Life is communication. It sends and receives. With our consciousness that is gradually becoming still, it becomes possible to perceive the impulses of life. Life in its diversity and beauty is one single revelation of the All Spirit, the cosmic All Intelligence, which we in the Western world call God. The animal world, the nature and mineral kingdoms, everything from God's creation is in the light ether, the All Law. If the observer is disturbed again and again by his behavior patterns, by thoughts and the like, then, unfortunately, he must assume that his personal causality is closer to him than the light ether, the All Law, which is unity.
Gabriele gives yet another small help for each person's level of consciousness. For example, when we see, hear, or read something, and that brings about an echo in our central nervous system, then a message has arrived in our consciousness from what we saw, heard, or read. The same applies to all sounds. Usually, the person ignores these signs. However, the message for him comes out of the deep layers of the causal internet. The message can also be compared to a DVD, which we look at and on the pictures of which we observe ourselves in order to then analyze ourselves. If we recognize what speaks to us, repent of it, clear it up and no longer do it, then our consciousness expands.
Everything, absolutely everything, wants to tell us something. In everything, first of all, we ourselves are questioned and not the other one. We don't need to eye all the others to talk about their pros and cons. We, each and every one of us, has more than enough to do with his personal inputs in the causal internet. We are not left alone in our effort to draw closer to the true life, God, the all law of love. In the very basis of our soul is God, the life which supports us. If we don't let up on the self-observation and self-discovery of our personal causalities, in order to recognize with His help what should be remedied, and if we change our communication fields toward the positive, toward higher goals, then bit by bit, we will liberate ourselves from the deposit of all too human self-glorification. Through this, we develop toward the communication with the all law of love.
Dear fellow people, Gabriele closes the manuscript for the program Observation, Self-Observation, Self-Analysis, the messages from the Personal Communication Network with the following words, which we join in with. We wish you and all of us the growing and developing love for God and neighbor, the peace that this world presently needs so very much. Dear viewers, dear listeners, all the best to you, goodbye, and greetings in God.